Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have been climaxing to the Range Rights and Resource Symposium coming up this Friday and Saturday, the 20th and the 21st at Modesto, California. And today we have the guest that she has been on our show before. We have Kimberly Fletcher, and her speech will also be on, I think you're on Friday, Saturday as well as I am, year after I am on. And she's going to talk about all issues, our mom issues. She is definitely a supporter of family, and we welcome you back to CSE Talk Radio, Kimberly.
Hey, Beth Ann, it's great to be here. I'm looking forward to seeing you again in Modesto.
I know. It seems like
we have to go all the way across the country when we just live a few hours away from each other.
That is true, isn't it? I'll meet you in California. Well, maybe we should just meet at the beach somewhere.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, we'll have to explain.
I think that's a little more deserty, I think.
Yeah, that where we're going, yes. But I meant another time.
Totally. I'm with you on that.
Well, I'm excited about being a part of this year again, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say, because we talk about so much stuff on the radio, and Kimberly also has a radio talk show. She does one on Saturday mornings. I believe it's in the morning, isn't it? In Omaha, Nebraska.
Saturday at noon.
At noon. Is it 1 hour or 2 hours? It's 2 hours, isn't it?
It's 1 hour.
Oh, I've got it wrong all the way around. All right.
It's okay. It's all I can do 1 hour. I don't know how you do what you do. You're awesome.
Well, I only do 1 hour.
Yeah, but don't you do it like several times a week or something?
Every day. Every morning.
Yeah,
Monday through Friday. In fact,
yeah,
I'm doing two now. I'm doing another talk show on shortwave the hour before mine, so I really have to get clicking in here in the mornings.
Yeah. Wow.
I do. Yeah. Well, I'm really excited. You know, the first day is, they've titled it Food Fight, and the topic of the whole symposium is Farmers Feed the World. And the second day is Champions of Abundance. And, you know, what you do, Kimberly, is it's so needed and special here in our day and time, because family is under attack. I was just talking on the previous show, some of the questioning going on toward certain candidates' nominations for the Secretary of State, which is Pompeo. Nobody likes Pompeo, especially the Democrat Party. We all have concerns about him being a warmonger and all this and that and that and this, but that's not what they're questioning him about. They're questioning him about sexual preferences and do you believe in same-sex marriage and you have to be 100% on board with all of this, and that's their line of questioning. And what we were saying on the show previous to this on shortwave was that it's all a matter of breaking down the family, to break down the family and make it weaker. And a weaker family is a weaker nation. And we have seen this across the board in the last many decades. And I know that you are lifting the families up and trying to give those moms good pep talks every Saturday. And you speak more than just to moms, folks. She does so much more than that. But it is so important that we lift up the family. And everything is a mom issue. And I want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, everything is a mom issue. And I think that, you know, there are definitely a large audience of very diverse people, including men, who tune into my show. Mm-hmm. But what's really unique about my show is that while everyone's welcome, I talk to the ladies. And I'm the only radio show that I know of that specifically is designed and created by a woman to talk to women on how all these matters and issues relate to them. And everything is a mom issue. And the reason why so many men tune into my show is because they love to hear women talk about how they love their men. that's something that's completely contrary to what's going on in the culture. And the things that are going on in Washington, D.C., you know, I realized in the last few months, ever since Gorsuch was up for his nomination and he was being interviewed, and people, you know, they weren't talking about, what do you know about the Constitution? You know, are you a constitutionalist? Do you respect the Constitution? Yeah, they were asking about his faith and his religion. So everything that is near and dear to our hearts that we care about, from our faith to our family to being able to provide for our family to keeping them safe to being able to keep our money, pay our bills without having to be overtaxed, everything directly impacts us on a daily level. And so this symposium, you know, when they reached out to me, I said, well, I know exactly what I want to talk about, how all this relates to moms, because it does. And that's what we need to start talking about, is because when you bring in moms and kids, you know, those who are trying to destroy the country, they're always saying, it's for the children, or, you know, when they did the omnibus bill, it's for the military. I'm like, then you know what? Write a bill for the military. Nothing else, just the military, and let the people who don't support the military be called out.
Absolutely.
But we don't work that way, unfortunately.
No, and that, you know, that is part of what's going to be in my speech. My speech is supposed to be what resonates with my listeners. And that is part of what's going to be in my speech, because James Madison warned us against such bills.
Yeah.
And they do that intentionally to hide what they support and don't support. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, everything is a mom issue, because everything is a family issue. And I still believe in, and that's why they've tried to destroy it, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. How we raise our children, how we teach them morals, faith, integrity, work ethics, the things that we teach our children, that's the future of this nation.
Yes, it is. So, you know, there's a couple of things going on that I think your listeners would be very interested in knowing about. And that is, you know, up until probably about 4 or 5 years ago, the big bullying attack was on white males, our sons, our men. They're number two now.
Yes.
They're still there. You know, they want to keep them in check, but they figure, okay, we've conquered that. We've demasculated the men in the country. We've got all our boys confused and having an identity crisis. So we're good there. But they realized two very important factors. One, studies came out a few years ago that said that a child's morals and understanding and comprehension, largely like 80 to 85% of who they are, is developed between the ages of 0 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, all these people who are trying to destroy the country are like, oh, crap. We don't have them during those years. And so they started these, you know, really cute daycare things called EduCare. Mm-hmm. And trying to, you know, they make it sound flowery. Warren Buffett and his gang are all behind it. And they make it sound flowery. Bill Gates comes out and talks about how the need to prepare our children. But then you have someone like Erica Komisar, who is, from my understanding, a liberal Democrat feminist, who wrote a book called Being There. Because of her background in psychology, she's realized the vital importance of that mother-child connection, especially in the first 5 years.
Oh, yes.
Instead of us going out there and supporting mothers and helping them in those first 5 years, we're taking their children away from them, which is the second thing that people need to understand. There is a war against women, and it's the mothers of America.
Absolutely. And we are going to a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Great topic, Kimberly. We will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have with me today Kimberly Fletcher. Kimberly, give them the name of your talk show there in Omaha, and I think they can also get that online on podcast. So even if they're not there for live on Saturday mornings, they can get that, or Saturday noon, they can get that online.
Yes, they can. That's what people love most, is because moms can download it while they're in the car or on the treadmill. But it's Homefront Radio, and you can access the podcast through there, homefrontradio.com.
Homefrontradio.com. Were you talking about the attack on the young girls and how important those first 5 years are with their mother, whether it's the girls or the little boys? I raised all sons, and I witnessed, and I still see it happening, the attack on these young men to feminize them, to take away their masculinity, so to speak. And Tucker Carlson has been having a series of that on his TV show in the evenings. I think they talk about it once a week, and it's, I've been really excited that somebody is pointing that out. Somebody that's actually, you know, supposedly in mainstream that people are watching is pointing that out, because I was a witness to that with my own sons. You know, a teacher even flat out admitted, well, I don't like teaching little boys. You know,
yeah.
So.
Well, it used to be take your son to work day, and then it was take your daughter to work day. And if you took your son to work, then, you know, you hated women and girls. You were a misogynist. And you're like, what are you people talking about? And but you can see, I mean, over the course of the last 20 years, even my oldest son, is 32. So he started in school in the 90s. And just from then until now, I have seen a dramatic, I mean, dramatic isn't even a big enough word, downturn. You know, they started out, and I'm going to assume that people who started, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. The people who started, you know, Title IX and all of these things had the best of intentions. But, you know, it's the do-gooders who are doing more destruction to our country than those who are, you know, carrying guns and thieving.
You're absolutely correct.
Because they're doing it in the name of the law. And so they create these laws to actually hurt the families. And the irony of it is they're using our money to do it. A perfect example is the United Nations. So the ERA was defeated. People who don't know what that is, the Equal Rights Amendment, which think of the Women's March last year in Washington, D.C., and all of them being in charge of all the laws and policy. And then you'll have an idea of what ERA was, and then, you know, multiply it by about 1,000, and you'll realize how horrible that could be. Well, the sad fact is the ERA, while it was defeated, it was still voted, it had a yes vote in several states. And so now they're trying to resurrect it. And because of the climate in our country and our culture, they literally have a really good chance of bringing ERA back and passing it, which just makes me shudder. And they didn't win in the 70s because Phyllis Schlafly, you know, came out and made pies and had signs and rallied women and blew people's minds. And so they were able to pull it back and even roll back some of the yes votes in some of the states, which is incredible. But they realized, those feminist, radical feminists realized the power of what she did, and they realized what they were up against in the culture at that time. So what they did is they stepped back, they reorganized, and they took it to the United Nations. And they said, where we really can have impact is the United Nations. We'll go there. And so feminists from the United States, Australia, Canada, and Europe all go over there and strong arm these developing countries pushing all these things on them. And of course, I mentioned last year, they talked about their whole goal was to redefine motherhood as a burden that needs to be recognized, reduced, and redistributed. Well, this year, because of that, we went in with the Worldwide Declaration of Mothers. We had the Declaration of Mothers for the United States, and then we partnered with several organizations around the world and said, let's do this and come with a big, strong statement at the United Nations this year, which we did. But what's happening is because there are still people who are underneath Barack Obama's who are fighting for things, they're still there. And they're still pushing for these feminist agendas. And the sad thing is, while it's considered soft law, because the things that come out of these summits become the things that are used to create policy, and even our own Supreme Court has cited these things. And so now what's happening is ERA lost in America, so they went to the United Nations, and now they're bringing it back to America, infiltrating it in our schools and in our court system and in our public policy from the United Nations. And that's what's infecting our kids at a very young age, and they're using laws and public policy to subjugate our sons, to demasculate them, to convince girls they'll always be victims, to convince our kids that this America's horrible, we're destroying the planet, there's nothing we can do to fix it. And so they're constantly feeding them these horrible messages that just are defeatist.
And if you're white, you're evil.
Why they're running amok.
If you're white, you're privileged and evil.
Right.
You know, it's... Women need to understand, especially moms, because moms are busy. They're busy taking care of all those kids, and they need to understand that their voice is so important. And they need to understand that they are the strength. They are the strength. And so are the fathers. They don't want the moms and the dads together. They want these separate families. They want the broken families. And we can see what that has done to this nation. We have a lot of people of every color now that only have one parent. And it's completely destroying this nation. It's confusing the children. I had a friend years and years ago. He said, we're going to have a generation, and we're seeing it now, of totally confused young people because they've not been raised by two parents. They've been raised by either just the mom or just the dad, and they're going to be totally and completely confused. You know, nobody likes a bully. But they've taken it overboard in the schools. It frustrates me, but it also is almost comical. You've raised a bunch of kids, so you know.
Yeah.
You know how they behave and misbehave and don't get along and get along. And the fact that these teachers, of course, part of it is the politically correct atmosphere that we're in. But the teachers don't know how to handle children. They don't know how to discipline. They don't know how
to handle them. You know, when a child misbehaves and they have all these parameters and honestly handcuffs.
Absolutely.
On them. And so how can they even expect or demand respect in the classroom? It's sad, the position that we put them in.
It is. Absolutely. I've got two daughter-in-laws that are teachers. And I hear their stories, and it's heart-wrenching, and it's frustrating because they care so deeply about these kids. And you've got one kid that misbehaves, and the parent just makes a big to-do out of it, and you cannot do anything. They cannot do anything to control the classroom, and all the other children suffer for this. Well, that didn't happen. Of course, I'm old, but that didn't happen when I was in school.
No, it didn't. And the parents, that's completely different from when we were in school, too. Because, you know, your parents, it was, hey, you get in trouble at school, you're getting in trouble at home. Mm-hmm. Now the parents are going in and saying, don't tell my child what to do. I mean, how can they possibly teach if they cannot even demand discipline in the classroom? I'm really glad you brought up bullying because it is a major, major issue, but the problem has always been there. Bullying has always been a problem. There's two things that have escalated it. One is the climate in which we have created a victimized culture. Everybody's a victim.
Yes.
And we, instead of teaching our kids how to deal with those situations and navigate through them and be their advocate, we're telling them, you'll never, you know, it's horrible, you'll never get over this or whatever. And that's not good. And the second thing is that we are now in a digital age where there is no refuge. So at least before, you know, kids could go home and be at peace. Now the whole world sees whatever it is people are plastering on there, whatever it is they're making fun of. And that, you know, when you are a teenager, and or especially middle school, that's where it really hits.
Oh, yeah.
A major turning point in their lives, and you're already trying to adjust to the changes in your life and your physiology and everything else. And you have all these mixed messages that are being thrown at you, and then you add in a humiliation. They have no idea how to deal with that. And this is something I dealt with when I was in school. I was bullied. And people don't believe it, that I was the kid who was walking through the halls holding my books and holding my head down, hoping that nobody noticed that I was there. And they're like, there's no
okay.
way.
I want to give you time to tell this story because we're heading into a break. So I want you to hang on with that story because I do want to hear that. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kimberly Fletcher. We're talking about families, and we're talking about how important everything is to moms. Everything is a mom issue, and we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Great things really do come in small packages. CSC Talk Radio is making available a small but powerful booklet. The Citizens Rulebook might be small, but it is filled with might. The Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The best way to do this is to hold it in your hands, carry it with you, and call upon it when you need to look something up." This little book contains information on jury duty, jury rights, law of the land, Ten Commandments, Communist Manifesto, and more. The Citizens Rulebook is only $250, but you might want more than one copy, so my deal is five booklets for only $10. That's $250 each, or five booklets for only $10. Order now. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Be a good citizen, an informed citizen, and carry your Citizens Rulebook everywhere you go. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kimberly Fletcher. Before we carry on, I want to remind everyone in the state of Missouri that there's going to be a federal Senate candidate debate April 17th. It's going to be in Hallsville. It's being put on by the Green Dragon. For details, you can, I'm just trying to look for the phone call, phone number here. I don't see one. But anyway, you can give us a call, or you can give me a call here in the office at 573-796-2166. But that'll be in Hallsville, Missouri. It's on the 17th, which is Tuesday night. They've invited all the candidates on every side of the aisle. So they're going to have Democrat, Republicans, and the Green Party, and anybody else who's running for Senate in the state of Missouri. And I'm going to be on the board as a little judge. I'm being on the panel as a judge. A little nervous about that. We'll see how that goes. Kimberly, you were talking about being bullied yourself as a young girl. Let's continue with that conversation.
Yeah, well, and the funny thing is that nobody believes that, because, you know me, and anybody who knows me thinks there's no way that you ever were the quiet, subdued, sitting in the back of the room, hiding in the back of the bus, or hiding in the front of the bus. But I was. And I was very self-conscious. I did not, I always, but we moved a lot. And I think that was part of it. I've really felt for the kids, and I've heard him talked about this, you know, when you're the new kid, you're automatically a target. It's like they look for whatever they can. You're the one with the freckles, you're the one with the braces, or you're, you know, whatever. They find you. But what I've realized is that everybody is hungering for that sense of identity and belonging. And so when you're in school and it's like it seems like it's your whole entire world, you want some place where you can say, this is where I'm safe. This is a place where I feel like I belong and I'm going to be appreciated. And then once you're there, you never want to mess up that space. And so when other kids are, you know, in that group or picking on somebody, you don't want to be the person who's being picked on. And so you jump on board. And a lot of it, that's what's going on. So we as parents have the ability to turn that around by helping our children understand, first of all, who they are, give them that sense of belonging that's bigger than a high school. And how I really realized this was there was a couple guys in my high school who were, you know, the popular guys, and a couple of girls, you know, the cheerleaders, they were the popular girls, and I never was. Well, when I went to my 10-year class reunion, that's when it really hit me. You think when you're in high school, this is like, that's the whole world. That's what your life
everything,
is going to be. And
everything's big.
Yes, it's like, it's everything. Everything is huge. 10 years later, you go back and you realize those guys who were the big jocks, I hate to say they're nobodies because nobody is nobody, but the guys who were the nerds, they were the ones who were, you know, in the huge businesses and making lots of money. And one of the football players was actually the groundskeeper for one of the guys who was the nerds because he was in this big tech industry that he, I mean, it was just unbelievable to me. And I'm like, who you think is going to be like huge forever? It isn't. And that's when I realized, you know what? The best thing I can do for my kids is help them realize that this is just a little dot in your whole entire life. And that what happens here, really, it depends on you, because you're going to come and you're going to go, but you're going to carry on with your life. You'll never remember them. Very unlikely that you'll ever even see them again. And so it's what you make of the time that you're there. So make the best of it. So when my kids were young, there were a couple of instances where I realized the power of this. One is the kids were riding a bus back and forth to school. It was like a 35, 40-minute ride. Well, they were on the bus a long time, twice a day. And for whatever reason, other kids on the bus thought it was really funny to take our name and make fun of it. And I don't know why they thought my kids were a good target, but it doesn't matter. There's always some reason. And so they started calling them Fletcher Sleeves. Now, any mother of daughters who also has sons knows that the way that you continue this behavior is to get upset by it.
I am.
So my kids are coming home, and they are just so upset about this stuff that's going on the bus. So the first thing I have to do is assess the situation. Is this a physical issue that's going on? Because they're just traumatized by what's going on this bus, a horrible experience. And I remember when I was in school, I had a horrible experience. It was a physical issue that had to be dealt with. Well, when I talked to them, I realized it's really not. It's just the kids are making fun of them and calling them Fletcher feet, please. And then the whole bus gets on until the whole entire bus is up against my kids because my kids are, like, crumbling in the corner. And I said, oh, my gosh, you guys, don't you realize how cool this is? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I said, they are heralding you above everybody else on that bus. Nobody else has a cool name like that. And I said, so I'm just going to tell you right now, if you don't like what they're doing, then you need to be doing it, too. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah. So I want you to, then tomorrow when you go to school, I want you to get on the bus and I want you to call each other Fletcher Fleas. You know, hey, Fletcher Flea, let's come sit with me and just start doing that. And when they start calling you Fletcher Fleas, go scratch, 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 scratch or whatever. All these things. And so the next day they came home and they're like, oh my gosh, that was so crazy. And by the third day, they weren't doing it. So I asked them, I said, so how's it going on the bus? Because they weren't complaining anymore. And they're like, they moved on to something else. And I said, okay, now is really your opportunity to shine. Because when they move on to something else, you need to jump on that too. and be the alternate voice so that those kids will, you know, will back off and realize how stupid they're being.
Mm-hmm.
And then my daughter had a friend, had a couple of friends that were really, really dear friends of hers. And as a girl, I thought, you know, you need those girlfriends, you know,
yes,
you need to have that connection. And she was only, gosh, like 9, 10 years old. And so it was huge for her, especially in the military when you're moving so much. Anytime you can latch on to some friends and you feel like you're a part of something, that's pretty big. Well, one day they all got upset for her for some reason, and I can't remember why. But she came home absolutely devastated. And I remembered when I was a kid, I had a friend who got angry with me, and I gave her my Barbie doll. I only had one Barbie doll. She had like 10. Mm-hmm. I only had one. And that was a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And so I gave her this Barbie doll, and it was like, oh, that's great, thanks, you know, everything's fine. And I realized she was over it and moved on, and I had given her one of my prized possessions, and it didn't mean anything to her. And I told my daughter, I said, you just need to be above this and go in and say, okay, this is just a moment. I'm just going to let it pass. And I'm going to move on with myself, but I'm going to continue to have integrity and have good values regardless of what they say. And it worked. And not only did it work, but those girls started to, like, treat her like she was a leader. And how is Cassie going to behave? How is Cassie going to respond to this? So if we can teach our kids these kind of things, how to navigate through life when they think this is everything, and helping them realize it really isn't, but and navigating through the real issues, it makes a monumental difference in these kids' lives. And then we don't have to talk about whether or not, you know, kids are shooting up a school because they've been bullied. We talk about the fact that kids are getting along in spite of their differences because we've taught them how to.
You know, we have to teach them self-confidence, that they are strong, and self-acceptance. You have to accept who you are, and they're not doing that a lot, you know. Well, I wished I was so-and-so, I wished I had this, and we do that a lot when we're junior high, because we're not quite sure of who we are just yet anyway. And that's why it's so important in the home to instill these values. They have to understand that they are special. But we're all different. And then we have to teach them, you know, life isn't fair. These people exist in the world.
Never will be.
Never going to be fair.
If they can't deal with unfairness in middle school, they sure as heck aren't going to deal with it in life. And I, you know, we bully ourselves as women. I think we're constantly, you know.
True.
Especially as in our role as mothers. You know, we're always looking at someone else going, oh, they do it so much better.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see what's going on, you know, when... I always call it the Sunday saints. You know, you're at church and everybody's all dressed so nice and you all look so perfect. You have no idea what goes on when they walk out that door and go home. Everybody's struggling. But if we can create that foundation in the home of solid ground, then they can accomplish anything when they walk outside that door. It's when we have homes that are struggling as well that we as a society and community really need to step in and support the common family and those kids if they can't stay at home, kids who end up in foster care, kids who are going from one family member to another. That's when the community support.
And I think we're headed into a break. It is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kimberly Fletcher. We're talking about family, basically, is what we're doing, and moms. We're reaching out to mothers everywhere here in the United States and across the ocean, if you're listening there. But we will be attending, and we're both speakers on Saturday, which is April 21st, in Modesto, California, at the Range Rights and Resource Symposium, which is titled this year, Farmers Feed the World. So, but it's not going to be just all about food. We feed the world in many ways, don't we, Kimberly? But we do want...
We do, but I think the food is a big thing.
It is a big thing. It is, you know, and it's what, it's a common denominator.
Yeah.
To those who, whether they're on the left or the right or in the middle or the flyover states or the coasts, we all need food. And we all need to know what's happening out on the range and down on the farm. And there is a lot happening. Anyway, we are inviting you to join us. Just go to rangerights.com and get signed up. It's only $75 for the 2 days. It's going to be a lot of fun, going to make a lot of connections, and you're going to get a lot of information. Ammon Bundy's going to be
a speaker. It's a fantastic price for what you're getting.
Oh, my goodness. The food, if it's anything like it was last year, is just fantastic. Be no dieting this week. No dieting this week. So, Trent Lewis will be the MC again. Ammon Bundy's going to be there. John Duarte, Brian Hyde, Kimberly Fletcher, yours truly. Ron Del Lucas is going to be there, and several others that I don't have on my list right here in front of me, but... we're very excited.
Okay, but we've got to back up with the Ammon thing, because I got to say, you know, you just kind of said everybody's going to be there. But that's huge.
It is huge.
That's a miraculous thing that Ammon Bundy is going to be there. And we watched for a whole over a year while this man and his family were being literally oppressed by
bullied,
horrible. Mm-hmm. And their whole lives were turned upside down. And then, you know, a new Justice Department comes in and says, wait a minute, I don't think justice is being done here. And suddenly the whole entire state of Oregon caves and the federal, and it's like, oh, okay, you know what, go home. Like, what? It was almost surreal.
It was huge. It really was.
Walked out. It was huge. It was huge.
And before Ammon Bundy was Wayne Hage. And Wayne Hage Jr. is also going to be a speaker there. And I have a listener that sent me a letter that they want me to hand to Ammon. And I have an article that my late boss wrote about Wayne Hage that I wanted to share with his family, with Wayne Hage Jr. when we get there. So I got to remember to pack all that stuff when I come. But talk about bullying. We have been bullied by the bureaucracy in this nation, and it's by design, just like the tearing down of the family when we talk about that. And it's up to the parents, it's up to the mothers and the dads to raise these kids to understand how to handle bullies, to make sure that they are not the bullies. And you know what you said about the bus, you know, it is a herd mentality, and that certain ones will follow them. They're not part of it. But yet they get sucked into it. And it's no different when you're an adult. You have to be very careful and very strong-willed and very strong-minded to see and know what's happening. And so you said you were bullied. And, you know, I had a little bit of that myself. I moved from the big city to the little bitty country town. And I was nobody's cousin. So, you know, I was an outsider for sure. And it was tough. It was really tough. And, you know, but you have to learn how to deal with that. And I had, now everybody's going to cringe because really it probably wasn't that big a deal back then. But just to scare the new girl, the city girl, one of the young men on the bus pulled a knife on me. Just to scare me. Just to scare me. I acted like it was an everyday occurrence and like I wasn't afraid. Of course, I broke down later, but I acted like I wasn't afraid at all. You've got to stand up. You cannot cower down, and you have to know how to handle them. And I don't know if that was the right way or not, but I handled it, and I didn't go tattling to mom and daddy, and they didn't go to the school bus and driver or the school and complain. So, you know, I handled it. It never happened again. No. Anyway,
it makes a difference when you stand up. But you know what? You had to have that understanding of who you are. It really comes down to the identity and the belonging. And more than ever, not just kids, but everybody is hungering for that. And you're right. It doesn't stop. If we can't figure out who we are and what we're going to stand for when we're young and when we're developing those things in our home, we're not going to be able to withstand the things that are coming at us from in the world in general. Look at what the President of the United States deals with. I cannot even imagine. I mean, you just put the name Trump on any function, activity, bill, or whatever, and everybody involved, and it becomes vilified. But, I mean, he knows who he is. Do I agree with him all the
not
time?
Always.
Of course not. I would be sad. It would be a sad state of affairs if you agreed with anybody all the time. Then you know you're wondering if you're following the flock. But here is a man who knows who he is and stands up on principle. And I may not agree with all of those principles, but I agree with enough of them to say, okay, this is great. But the problem when you start just vilifying someone across the board the way they're doing with Donald Trump is that you're not able to clearly recognize when he needs to be called out. And nobody's paying attention to it when that happens. Something like, you know, when Barack Obama said, you know, I've got a phone and a pen, well, Donald Trump said basically the same thing when he said, we're going to get these bump stocks done whether Congress does it or not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, you know, that's when we should be calling him out. But when you are just over the top all the time about how many scoops of ice cream he has, what color his urine is, I mean, cares?
Did he have sprinkles?
I know. Exactly. So we've got to get to some common ground here where we're talking about real issues that really matter instead of things that just don't.
Well, it's like I said with Pompeo, questioning him over his stance on same-sex marriage when he's up for Secretary of State. That has nothing to do with being a Secretary of State. Questioning people that are have been nominated, questioning them on their faith, that is a no-no in this nation. And you talk about separation of church and state, there it is right there. And because I don't believe in separation of church and state.
Can you imagine if we wanted to value, kind of gauge where one of these people are, whatever the position is in the cabinet, where they are on integrity, if we said, well, have you ever cheated on your wife? Can you imagine?
Well, we know there's $15 million missing up there in Congress because they've used taxpayer dollars to pay off.
But that's okay. That's totally okay.
We are out of time. Kimberly, I'm so excited to see you. We will get with you this week. It's this week already. I haven't even packed yet, but I got to do that. I appreciate all that you do. Thank you so very much. And we will see you, and I'm looking forward to it. Be there. RangeRights.com for the Range Rights Symposium. The farmers feed the world. Kimberly will be there and I will be there. And we were all going to be there to try and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.